is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, that's good. You just see all these little awkward, you know, Greg Penner turns to the camera. George Payton, hey, I'm here. And there's Elway. Oh, yeah, that's a good theme song. Full House. It is Full House. It's way too full. You need one person making all these decisions. All right, we'll talk more about that. Mike Brohard, were you a big Full House guy? Did you like Full House back in the day, Mike?
I remember the show. Yeah, Uncle Jesse, yeah, you bet. Let's go.
Uncle Jesse, Michelle was always getting into crazy stuff, man. I mean, that was a smart show.
Yeah, it was before Lori Loughlin was trying to illegally get her kids into college.
Right. I mean, the least suspected person, because they were all perfect with Full House. Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. Mike, Isaiah Stevens got the record. That was great, but unfortunately, too little too late, at least against Wyoming. They dropped one, 58-57. That was a bummer. That was a bummer. I thought they were going to complete that comeback, man.
Yeah, it's just been a tough skid. They're playing better, but they haven't seen the results that they would want. I mean, in the last four games, you know, three overtime right down to the wire with Wyoming, and you're 1-3 in those games. But so on the one side, you're looking at it and you're going, yeah, they're playing better. Things are improving, but you still would like to see some of those turn out in wins.
Well, now you're going on the road with not till Saturday. Is that right, Mike? Going up against Boise State. That's a pretty good basketball team right there.
Yeah, this is one of the 2 weeks where they play one game and it'll go up. But the thing is, you know, they've got 4 days for the Rams to work on the Rams and clean up some things that they would like to clean up before they go into that game. That game will mark the halfway point. You know, they'll finally finish the first half of conference play. If you can go up there and still win against a Boise State team. And, I mean, the whole thing is I don't go into games expecting things to happen anymore in the Mountain West because too many wild results have happened.
Oh, you're right. I was watching the Boise State New Mexico game the other night. That was just absolutely crazy. There was extra stuff going on in that one. That was a crazy game, Mike. And you're right. The Mountain West Conference, you just never know what's going to happen.
No, I mean, you look at it. I mean, New Mexico came out of the gate storming. They're undefeated. They're ranked, and now they got three conference losses. So, yeah. I think the best thing to say is, you know, go figure.
Exactly. And I mean, and the other thing for CSU, too, is, you know, like you said, they're playing better basketball. They were obviously with San Diego State. That was a heck of a game. Thought they might end up winning that one. They beat UNLV. They have UNLV coming up down the road, too. So the Rams, it feels like they're right there. But like you said to start the segment, they just haven't been able to get over that hump and complete some of these games.
Right. And that's what I talked to Nico and a couple of the players about for today's story was they do see an improvement. They're disappointed, obviously, with the results, but you got to brush aside the disappointment and look at the positives that they're seeing. And when you look at it, the team's had to go through so many changes this year. And Nico brings up a really good point. So, like, when the season begins and you have your roster as you see it, you set what you think, you know, your goal as a coaching staff is to get that team to reach its ceiling. Well, that team no longer exists, and now you're to a point where you've got nine scholarship players. This is your rotation. This is what you know you're going to go with. So the goal is now, and what he said, their charge is to get this team to maximize its potential and be the best team it can be by the time the Mountain West tournament rolls around, and they've got games to do that. And they're starting to feel better about some things. And players talked about, you know your role. You know what the expectations are for you night in, night out on the offensive and defensive side. And I think they can start getting some chemistry, some camaraderie, you know, cohesion forming on the court that you can start to see better night after night.
Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. Check that piece out, Seeing Signs in a Season of Adjustments, available at CSURams.com. Now, in that piece, you're kind of talking about, Mike, you know, what this coaching staff kind of has had to do on the fly, too, because they had a plan at the beginning of the season, obviously, with injuries and such. Some of that went out the window. So this coaching staff's trying to piece it together, as you said, and really just get the best out of these guys at this stage.
Right, and so I think some of the difficulty of part of the early things was some of the early injuries were like, okay, the guy's going to come back. So you don't discount that as part of your plan coming up, but you have a plan for a set amount of time. And so you're dealing with some of those things, and now you know who's going to be available, and you know that the guys that are out are going to be out. Nobody's coming back. This is not going to be adjusted. You cross your fingers, like I said, cross your fingers, knock on wood, grab a rabbit's foot, and you hope that nobody else gets hurt and adjust that plan again. And you move your way through the Mountain West Conference regular season, set yourself up for what you can do in the conference tournament. It's just been a lot of adjustment on the fly.
Well, the good news is like you said, with this conference, I mean, we could see some crazy things happen where maybe a team like Colorado State that hasn't been a world beater could pull off some crazy stuff, could pull off some upsets and win a few straight games there to, who knows, maybe win that tournament, punch another ticket to the big dance.
Yeah, stranger things have been known to happen. I mean, last year we saw in the NCAA tournament, you know, a team that had a losing record was in the field. So if you get hot at the right time, anything can happen.
What about, let's go over to the women's side of things, too. Man, another great game over the weekend for CSU against UNLV, but the Rebels were able to pull that one out. What did you see in that game, Mike?
Well, you saw Essence Booker hit some big shots. You saw CSU do a really good job defensively on a high-powered, really good offensive UNLV team. So if you hold that team to 63 points, you're actually thinking you should come out and win that game. So they've had two tough losses to UNLV. UNLV is a standard bearer right now. They're the defending champs. They're going to go in the number one seed. But Colorado State also goes in feeling like we can beat them. So now you go back. You got to go down to Albuquerque, which is a tough play to play, not just in men, but in women. They really support that team. And that's another guard-centric game, and it's another matchup. And it was a great start that CSU had at home against New Mexico to put that game away really kind of early and play with a pretty good lead all game. Can they do it again? So, yeah, it's a fun team to watch, and they're chasing some pretty big dreams. They would like to reach that championship game once again. Last year was a surprise. This year it wouldn't be, and this year they would like to surprise, though, and beat UNLV on their own floor.
Maybe it's setting up that way. You know, you lost the two close games in the regular season. You pull up maybe third time's a charm. If they can get to that point, maybe they can knock off UNLV when it matters the most.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. And it's the team that's playing well. I mean, you need your guards to continue playing the way they have been. You know, Crocker and Thurman and Hofschild, you need that. But you also would like to see, like, Callie Clark really is emerging as one of the top rebounders in the league. She could add a little bit more on the offensive end. You'd like to see some more out of the post combination of her and Jazz, but, you know, Joe Voss, and we'll see how that works. Sydney Mack is a really good defender. She can even add some to, you know, the offensive side. And then you look at somebody like a Megan Boyd who can get streaky and can get a hot hand in any game from behind the arc. And they have some options. They've been relying on the guards, but there's some other people that could actually take some of the pressure off those three guards.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Mike, I know teams do this all over the country, you know, with their open tryouts and stuff, but that's kind of the news with CSU football anyway. How likely is it that a guy walks on and makes that team?
It's never likely. It was funny. I find it funny that you bring this up because I saw a couple of our fans are just like throwing a fit. And
I saw that too.
And why are you jumping in on this, Brady? Let me remind people, when Jim McElwain showed up his first year, he did the same exact thing. And the reason is, let's take you back to last year. How many players transferred out? You need bodies in the spring.
Yeah.
So whether or not they're going to make the team or not, but there's a chance. You know, they're encouraging people, hey, they've actually had people make the team and go on and play in the NFL. Good for them. Now, you need bodies, though, to force spot and do things like that during spring football. And CSU is short on bodies. McElwain did the same thing so that they could run practice efficiently. And it could be fun for some of these people. And you never know. You might find somebody who's got some game and can help, be it on special teams. Maybe they push. Who knows? But this is not unusual in college football. So I don't know why people are
running around like Chicken Little.
No, I mean, it's all over. You do see it. It's, you know, I think somebody retweeted. I think I know the tweet conversation.
Brady, this is my advice to you on Twitter.
Yeah.
There's certain things that you look at and you go, yeah, I should ignore that.
No, but I just wanted to ask how likely it was that somebody could make, like, those would be, that would be a really cool story if somebody makes it and is actually pretty good.
You know, it's never an impossibility. I mean, it's highly unlikely you're going to die because of a caterpillar, but the odds aren't zero, right?
That's very good. Mike, favorite TV theme song. What do you got? What's your favorite one?
I'm going old school. You can't beat the Beverly Hillbillies.
I don't even remember how that song goes. Angel, find it. I don't even remember how that song goes, Mike. Are you going to sing it?
It's a great little tune. And no, wait a minute, Brady. Your show's pretty popular, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
You like to keep your listeners? You don't want me singing.
They might be into it.
No, I'll tell you what, and my daughters will tell you this, to calm them on the changing table when they were infants, I would sing that song to them.
Would you really?
In my sex, it's pretty close between Beverly Hillbillies, and then you got to go back to the Monkees. Their theme song,
yeah,
top notch. I mean, a professional band doing it.
Yeah.
So those two are they're going to be tops in my book of all time. And then don't forget Bosom Buddies because it was a Billy Joel song. My life.
Oh. Okay,
Bosom Buddies was the start of Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We're getting some interesting ones today. Mike, my man, appreciate you as always. Love what you do, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, thanks, sir.
All right, man. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. I had to ask. The tryouts thing just looks funny to me. So Angel, somebody tweeted, and I think is a Rams fan, tweeted, CU's out here getting 5-star recruits, and CSU's putting out open tryouts. And that guy got roasted. And he's like, dude, I'm just joking. I know everybody does it. I'm just saying. It seems kind of funny because CU's not tweeting about open tryouts. CSU is.
Tweeting about everything else, though.
Are you experiencing primetime fatigue?
Absolutely.
You are?
Yeah. I saw a video earlier, like, yeah, in between shows, and there's, like, some players working out in their, like, workout area. And Deion comes in, and he's this big puffer black jacket, and he stops this guy deadlifting. He's like, whoa, 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 you're wearing the wrong socks. He was wearing white socks.
What's wrong with that?
The entire workout.
So he had to wear black socks?
He can wear black socks. And everyone has to look the same. Everyone's on the same team.
And again, are you really signing? Do you know that you're signing up for that? I know you think you're signing up for that, but do you know you're signing up for that?
And it just feels like, okay, if the camera wasn't on, would he have done that?
Don't.
He might have.
Maybe.
But the camera's on. So we don't know if he wouldn't have. Is he just doing this because of the cameras, or is this actually how he's running the program there?
I've never seen anything like this. This is either going to be really good or really bad, right? It can't be in the middle.
There's another video. He brought two athletic trainers from Jackson State, and he's like showing them around the stadium. Like, do we need a video for that? We get it. You're at the stadium. You love it. It's snowing. It looks great. It's awesome. It's January, dude.
Like, I like videos where they're kind of owning where they are. I mean, I actually, Adazio did, it was when COVID hit and the coaches all had to go home and be where they were. They remade a song. What the hell was it? I don't know what it was, but they remade the song and they sang it. Basically, they were missing Colorado State. And I kind of like, it was terrible, awful singing. But I kind of liked it because fans are going, oh, they miss Colorado State. They miss it. So I kind of like that stuff. But as far as yelling at a kid for not wearing the right socks and then putting that in your video.
Like, when you see, like, an NFL team post a video of, like, the guys in the locker room and they're interviewing each other, it's fun because you don't normally see that side of those players. You don't see what they're actually doing when they're not on the practice field. When you're seeing everything that they're doing, there's no room for imagination in that. What could they be doing? Are they being secretive about their play calling or their scheme or whatever? I don't know. I've seen everything that they're doing.
Yeah,
so it's taking away that shine a little by little because it's just maybe. Oh, here's another Deion video. Here's another recruit. Here's another
I don't know if I'm in the fatigue mode yet,
but it's starting to create a division of just casual people. Like,
yeah,
I love all the videos. Other people are I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I mean. I didn't like the Punky Brewster or whatever guy. But it's a show. Brewster? Is it Brewster?
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster, whatever. I didn't like that. I thought about it, Angel, and I've gone back and forth. I've decided, it has been decided today, that I don't like it. I didn't like it. I didn't like that it was filmed. I had a coach in high school who I love and respect to this day, would yell at us so hard, spit would come out of his mouth, and he would just be like, go run till I get tired. He would do that. It's like, dude, you're never going to get tired. You're standing there. That stuff was, that was just probably necessary. Got us thinking, got us engaged. I had a football coach on the other side that was like, he wasn't mean, but he wasn't nice, but he didn't, none of his stuff had substance to it. Like, he just yell randomly, and so no one respected it. But my basketball coach, on the other hand, was a drill sergeant in a good way. I think there's a place for that kind of coaching. I just was like, get up, sit your back down. And when I say we ready, you say, or we coming, you say it. I just didn't like it. I didn't like that it was filmed, maybe. Because if it wasn't filmed, we wouldn't even be talking about it. And then you just have players say, yeah, these coaches mean business, man. They're hard on us. But now you sign up to play there, and I think Mark Johnson is 100% right. You sign up to play there. If I'm competing against you, if I'm recruiting against you, if I'm Washington and these other Pac-12 schools, then I'm going, is this what you want? I'll be hard on your boy. Yeah, we'll give him a great they'll give him a great education, and we're going to push him to be the best he can be, and we'll get after him. But I'm not going to embarrass him and put this on freaking video and embarrass him for wearing a hat. I might tell him to take the hat off, but I'm not going to embarrass him. I'm not going to embarrass him while he's lifting weights because he wore the wrong socks. But I'm going to tell him, maybe that's something we do. We want to wear the same stuff. Okay, fine, but do we got to embarrass these kids? Like, when do you cross the line to you're being hard on them, you're being tough on them, but you're also embarrassing them? And that's where if I'm signing up, do you really know what you're signing up for? I love the hire. I'm not knocking it. And I'm a huge fan of primetime. Huge fan. Guy is highly entertaining, Hall of Famer, amazing at what he does. I'm just saying, do we want to film you always ripping at these guys? I don't know. It's just interesting. Issei, Chris, please give us an alert prior to dwelling into Coach Sanders talk. Whoa, does that mean you don't want to talk about Sanders? Is everybody in... You're so fatigued. You're so filled with fatigue right now.
You should message the CSU PR team and say, hey, we need videos of whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Just film it if you're doing something.
It's just weird. It's just getting weird. 40 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.